Chapter 17, S or Z. The sound of the letter S is S only if it follows an unvoiced consonant. Otherwise, it becomes a Z in disguise. When an S follows vowel, a voiced consonant, or another S, it turns into a Z. The following exercise will let you hear and practice S with its dual sound. There are many more Z sounds in English than S sounds. Exercise 17-1, when S becomes Z. Under contrast in the list that follows, notice how the voiced word is drawn out and then repeat the word after me. Both voiced and unvoiced diphthongs have the underlying structure of the tone shift or the double stair step, but the shift is much larger for the voiced ones. Contrast. 1. Price, prize. 2. Peace, peas. 3. Place, plays. 4. Ice, eyes. 5. Hiss, his. 6. Close, to close. 7. Use, to use. 8. Rice, rise. 9. Pace, pays. 10. Lacy, lazy. 11. Thirsty, Thursday. 12. Bus, buzz. 13. Dust, does. 14. Face, phase. 15. Sue, zoo. 16. Loose, lose. Nouns, books, waxes, maps, pencils, months, dogs, hats, trains, pops, oranges, bats, clothes, bikes, windows, verbs, laughs, washes, thanks, arrives, eats, comes, takes, goes, speaks, lunches. Contractions. It's, theirs. What's, he's. That's, she's. Possessives. A cat's eye, a dog's ear. Exercise 17-2. A surly sergeant socked an insolent sailor. Repeat the S sounds in the paragraph below.
Sam, a surly sergeant from Cisco, Texas, saw a sailor sit silently on a small seat reserved for youngsters. He stayed for several minutes while tots swarmed around. Sam asked the sailor to cease and desist, but he sneered in his face. Sam was so incensed that he considered it sufficient incentive to sock the sailor. The sailor stood there for a second, astonished, and then strolled away. Sam was perplexed but satisfied, and the tot scampered like ants over to the seesaw.
Exercise 17-3. All's well that ends well. Repeat the Z sounds in the paragraph below.
A lazy Thursday at the zoo found the zebras grazing on zinnias, posing for pictures, and teasing the zookeeper, whose nose was bronzed by the sun. The biggest zebra's name was Zachary, but his friends called him Zach. Zach was a confusing zebra whose zeal for reason caused his cousins, who were naturally unreasoning, to pause in their conversations. While they browsed, he philosophized. As they grazed, he practiced Zen. Because they were Zach's cousins, The zebras said nothing, but they wished he would muzzle himself at times.
As mentioned, like sounds follow naturally. If one consonant is voiced, chances are the following S will be voiced as well. Dogs. If it's unvoiced, the following sound will be as well. Cats. In the past tense, S can be both voiced and unvoiced in some cases. Exercise 17-4. Voiced and unvoiced endings in the past tense. The following will explain the differences between four expressions that are similar in appearance, but different in both meaning and pronunciation. S. Past action. I used to eat rice. To be accustomed to. I'm used to eating rice. Z. Present passive verb. Chopsticks are used to eat rice. Simple past. I used chopsticks to eat rice. Used to, depending on its position in a sentence, will either take a tense u or a schwa. At the end of a sentence, you need to say, more than I used to. In the middle of a sentence, you can say, he used to live there. Exercise 17-5, finding S and Z sounds. Go through the paragraph and underline all of the S sounds. The first, accent, is marked for you. Next, circle all the Z sounds, no matter how the word is written. Practice reading the paragraph 3 times on your own, concentrating on strong Zs. Exercise 17-6, application steps with S and Z. Build up the following sentence, adding each aspect one at a time.
Always be a little kinder than necessary.
Exercise 17-7, your own application steps with S and Z. Write your own sentence, then build it up, adding each aspect one at a time. After 3 to 6 months, you're ready for the follow-up analysis. If you're studying on your own, contact 800-457-4255, AmericanAccent.com for a referral to a qualified telephone analyst. The diagnostic analysis is designed to evaluate your current speech patterns to let you know where your accent is standard and non-standard.